Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa talking about domestic violence, domestic abuse. And we have been discussing the psychological effects of verbal abuse. And verbal abuse comes in many forms. And when you have emotional abuse, psychological abuse, and verbal abuse, this can cause much harm and much danger. So we hope that you have something ready to jot down some information on. We may be doing just a little bit of repeating on today, mainly because I'm thinking that someone just needs to hear something over again. We will be giving the number for the National Hotline for Domestic Abuse, Domestic Violence, and hopefully you will remember to mention it throughout the show. The number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. And for the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. That is 800-787-3224. And as we begin our show on today, there is something that I'm trying to incorporate at the beginning of each show, and that is this. If you feel that you are being emotionally, psychologically, or verbally abused, it is not your fault. Not only is it not your fault, you are not alone. There are many people that experience the same thing but don't realize what it is until it's way too late. So we hope that if we mention some red flags today, that you can pass it on to people that you may meet or come in contact with so they will know the signs of psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse so they may stay away from it. We have not tackled physical abuse on this radio broadcast except for when we first started talking about domestic violence. So if you're listening, you're always able to go back and listen to one of the other shows. We started in November of 2021. So we're going to go ahead and let's get started. When verbal abuse is particularly severe, it can impact whether or not people can see themselves as being successful in any area of life. So that just tells you just a little bit how verbal abuse can really mess with your mind over time. That's why if you can pass information on to people so that they may avoid being in verbal, emotional, or psychological abuse, they will not have the opportunity to go through being abused. Those who experience verbal abuse as children may experience feelings of worthlessness, difficulty trusting others, and problems regulating emotions as adults. So you see why it's important to stay away or to steer away from being psychologically, emotionally, and verbally abused because it does affect children. Everyone is not affected the same way, but individuals are affected from being verbally abused. So what do we have going on in this verbal abusive relationship? It's a power dynamic in a relationship. It's where one person is so important to the other that they don't want to take the chances of upsetting or losing the person. It could be a boss, it could be a friend, it could be a sibling or a parent. It doesn't matter. You set yourself up to be emotionally, psychologically, and verbally abused if you give your power and control over to another person just because you do not want to stop them when they start saying and doing things that they should not do. I didn't know what red flags were. I can go back as early as 1989. I got married in 1988. And I was visiting people that knew me very well. We had gone, I think, to a funeral. And my husband began saying things to me, and I didn't say anything. And the lady, who was probably like 30 years older than me, who knew me, And at the time, I was probably, I don't know, 25, so she was probably in her 50s. She said, Kathy, know what you're doing. I need to keep my mouth closed. That's what I knew, because I didn't know what to say. But right there and then, I was being verbally abused by words, not name calling or anything like that. I can't remember what it was, but believe me, it was, and I didn't say anything. And over the years, I have gone through this in different ways now. But since I have started the broadcast, and probably even before I started the broadcast, I began to take back my self-esteem, my self-respect, my self-image, and how I felt about myself. So this, you know, it's pretty important. I don't know if I'll say it today, but if you go back and listen to some of the previous recordings on psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse, you'll find where I say something like, when this is going on at first, the individual may dismiss it because you just think it's nothing, but it is not nothing, it is something, okay? So watch out if you're in a relationship that has unequal power dynamics. In order to control someone, you have to be targeted. You have to give the person power and their respect. As the person being emotionally, verbally, and psychologically abused, your emotions and feelings is undermined in a way to deny the reality of what is happening. And you have to really realize what's going on. So it wasn't until probably 1994 I went into a new job. And I met someone, and I just poured out to the lady. I guess at that time I was probably, I don't know, my early 40s, and she was in her 60s. And she said nothing to me until 1998. But I just knew that I needed someone to talk to. So the number for the National Domestic Violence Abuse Hotline is 800-799-7233. It is very cathartic, very therapeutic to talk to someone about how you feel. Very therapeutic. If you've got a trusted friend, someone that you trust, you can talk to. You may not know what's going on, but to talk about it, you'll get some idea. But to call the National Defense, National Hotline for Abuse and Domestic Violence, you have trained individuals on the phone. They can just listen to what you have to say. Don't have to give any input or just listen if that's all you want. And then they're also there for as a resource to direct you to where you can get help. The number for the hearing impaired is 800-787-3224. That's 800-787-3224. No one deserves to be abused. Watch how you react when someone does not get their way. Do you change your behavior to prevent or stop an argument? An attempt to control your mind and are good at it. And that's what happens when you do not want to step up to the plate and confront what's going on. It's an attempt to control you. Your actions changing because of what another person is doing. You should be able to stand up for yourself and say what you need to say. But because you've been in the relationship for so long, you have lost your power and control of yourself. So it's time to take back your power and your control in the relationship. If it's with the boss, if it's with the boss, I'm sorry, that's not the boyfriend. If it's with a boss, a friend, a parent, a sibling, whoever. If it's been going on for a long time, you need to seek help you can continue to listen to this broadcast that comes on for only 15 minutes because we can only absorb so much and retain it in 15 minutes. But to call the national domestic violence hotline will be a benefit to you. If you can find a trusted friend, someone you want to talk to just to bounce information off on, even if they don't say anything, it will make you feel good just to say how you feel. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. The hearing impaired number is 800-787-3224. That's 800-787-3224. You can only get help when you are ready. You may not realize that you're in an abusive relationship, but if you go back and listen to some of my previous recordings, see if any of it applies to you, and then you'll be able to answer that question for yourself. Verbal abuse is a type of emotional abuse. It's when someone uses their words to assault, dominate, ridicule, manipulate, or degrade another person and negatively impact this person's psychological health. Verbal abuse is a way for a person to control and maintain power over another person. So what you want to do is set boundaries. Verbally tell the verbally abusive person they may no longer criticize, judge, shame you, name call, threaten you, or so on. And then, if it's possible, limit your exposure. Take time away from the verbally abusive person and spend time with people who love and support you. That's very important. Psychological abuse, often called verbal abuse, is a form of abuse characterized by a person subjecting or exposing another person to behavior that may result in psychological trauma, including anxiety, chronic depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. It's often associated with situations of power imbalance in abusive relationships and may include bullying, gaslighting, and abuse in the workplace. We want to let you know that the first step in dealing with verbal abuse is to recognize that it is going on. If you were able to identify any type of verbal abuse in your relationship, it's important to acknowledge that first and foremost. You have to realize that this is happening to you before you can even do anything about it. Let me see if I have some statistics here. Probably not on verbal abuse, but let's see what we have. In our previous recordings, we've given statistics. Eventually, we want to get into different other kinds of abuse. Maybe we're almost about to wrap this part out. Maybe go to dating abuse. But anyway, 1 in 7 women and 1 in 25 men have been injured by an intimate partner. There are over 20,000 phone calls in one day, 20,000 phone calls in one day to the domestic violence hotline nationwide. 1 in 10 women have been raped by an intimate partner. The data is unavailable on male victims. I'm going to ask you, if you're listening on your computer and you see that microphone there, right above that is an icon to press if you want to follow the broadcast. Please feel free to leave a comment, and I'm in the process of getting it ironclad to have folks call in if they just want to talk over the air. So hopefully we should be able to do that in at least 2 more weeks. Once again, I thank you for listening. And may God continue to bless you.